FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since the country's first democratic elections, but not all South Africans are happy with the fruits of democracy. ANC stalwart Mavuso Msimang says it's difficult to be optimistic about the country's future as we prepare to mark the milestone. Msimang recently resigned from the ANC only to rescind the decision following a meeting with the party's Secretary General. He says despite the country's myriad of problems, 1994 still stands out as a beacon of hope.
For me, if 1994 didn't exist, we would need to create it because a huge change happened that year between the past and the future. We discarded apartheid. I hear sometimes people talking about things were better then than now. I honestly just think it's frustration because things are not as good as they're supposed to be.
Some young East Coasters have told Newswatch the 1994 elections failed to transform the country into one in which all South Africans could reap the benefits of democracy. Stacy Sishi, who is one of the so-called born free, says Freedom Day is meaningless to her.
It's a normal day because it's not like we're free from stuff that we do, stuff that we've been through. Some people still go through stuff that they've been going through, a lot more worse than what they've been through. And Freedom Day really is just the word.
Tando Tele says the economy has not changed since.
This country is not free. There are a lot of people, a lot of youth that is qualified, but there are no job opportunities out there. If ever you get a job in nowadays, that job requires an experience. Where will you get an experience while you've never worked anywhere, though you qualified? Freedom is not really free.
But Gareth Naidu says the 27th of April 1994 changed his life for the better.
It showed us the genuine people and the leadership that fought and stood together to bring the country into a democratic country. And we are always and forever grateful, and it reminds us of what hardships they went to actually bring us to this current day.
The state's ailing freight agency, Transnet, says it's on track to recover from logistical, financial and managerial challenges. In February, the finance minister announced a 47 billion rand guarantee to support the entity's recovery plan. A new CEO and CFO were also appointed following the exodus of executives last year. And TikTok's Chinese parent company says it has no plans to sell after the US passed a law to force it to offload the company or be banned in the North American country. ByteDance has made the comment after President Joe Biden this week signed a bill that requires the company to sell its US operations. The Chinese firm was given 9 months to offload the business. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bet Sharks take on the Scarlets this evening in Wales in the URC. Plenty to prove tonight in the Varsity Shield final for the Varsity College Comets. And KKR take on the Punjab Kings in the IPL.